motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
And as we've mentioned here throughout the morning show, we are very happy to have joining us here in the KVOA studios for our primetime newsmaker. We have pyrotechnician Bernie Toso, who's going to be talking about Emporia's annual 4th of July fireworks show taking place at Emporia State University this Thursday evening. Bernie, good morning. Good to have you on.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Doing good. We're doing good. I have to ask, is this it for you?
You know,
or is this one of those things where you can't drag yourself away, or too many people are dragging you back in?
I've had a lot of people say, well, I thought last year was your last. And I said, well, no, it's actually this year. But, you know, it's going to be something hard to leave.
Yeah.
You know, I can't just 100% back away. I'll probably be around, but I'm turning most of the stuff over. Let's put it that way.
Okay. So, how long have you been doing fireworks? Because I know you've been really the unofficial lead pyrotechnician for quite some time.
I think this is my 19th season.
Really?
Yeah. I still have all my digits, so I feel pretty lucky.
That does help, yes.
But it's pleasurable. It's a lot of work, and I've got one heck of a bunch of guys that help me out every year that have been with me for a long time, and I got a little surprise for them this year, but we'll deal with that later, maybe.
Gotcha. So who's been helping you in years past, and who's kind of on the crew this year?
Pretty much my team is made up of local businessmen. You know, I got Mike Schumann, who's been heart and soul. He's been with me every year of this, and I know we're aging, believe it or not.
Believe it. I know.
I hate to mention a bunch of people by names because I know I'm going to leave somebody out, but Witten Constructions guys have been there a long time. I have Curtis Ross from out at it's Renson House now. Used to be American Electric. Mm-hmm. Mike Myers is coming on board. He's going to be the new lead. He'll be setting in here next year with you.
Okay.
I'm going blank. I've got so many people that come and help, and a lot of great volunteers. I've got a couple that show up every year. One year they bought the first shoot. Mm-hmm. At the zoo auction, and for some reason they show up every year to help again, you know, and they work tirelessly. I've got a whole bunch of people that show up. I just can't mention everybody, but you know, thanks to the ones that show up and help.
And this is not a one person show. It hasn't been for a long period of time, but it seems like it's gotten more intricate and definitely more stuff that goes up in the air every year.
And we're going to put a new spin on it this year for
for
those who show up and watch. And I might keep it a surprise. We'll wait and let everybody find out about it. But, it'll be a new start to the show, trust me.
Well, let's talk about the show. Let's talk kind of how much stuff you're bringing in and the different types of fireworks that you're setting off that we can enjoy here Thursday night.
Well, we've got approximately 756 shells to wire up, load, wire up, 343s, 197 fours, 183 fives, 26s, 10 eights, 210s, and 212s this year. So there'll be some booming going on.
Yeah.
Plus, I have like 14 cakes with, you know, various shots in them. So it's going to be a good show. We'll keep the sky busy for a while.
What are you thinking? A good solid 20 to 30 minutes in that range?
I'm shooting. We always kind of shoot for that 25-minute range, 25 to 30. But it depends on how busy our fingers get. You know, we could make it go a lot faster, but... And you know, you don't want to lose people's attention span either. You know, maybe we try not to be sure they get bored, but, you know, 30 minutes is a long time to sit and watch fireworks. It's a long time to shoot them off.
I'd imagine.
It's very exciting. And then it's a long time to clean it up.
You don't bring that part up very often, but yeah, you can't leave that area north of Emporia State's, you know, main campus, in disarray.
Oh, and last year was we were battling Mother Nature last year. We had lightning all around us. We did get the show off. We just had picked up the last couple racks of our tubes when Mother Nature greeted us with a deluge. And we were up there late that night just because, you know, we hadn't got everything loaded in the truck. We had all of our electronics underneath the tent, which another shout out goes to Waters for the tent we use every year. But we were up there quite late that evening, just saying we could. It was raining too hard to leave.
You kind of get stuck there.
Yeah.
Well, Bernie, I think one big question, you know, obviously a lot of people come up, talk to you about the show, talk to you about the fireworks and things like that. How much, I guess, residential input plays into how you structure the show each year?
Well, a lot of it is, you know, we're limited by space and we're limited by the amount of equipment that we have. So every year we just try and shoot it a little bit differently. But we're going to add a couple things this year, like I say, and we've had to move forward a little bit. So, you know, we're on the verge of, we can't go any bigger than what we're shooting. That's for sure.
Okay. Bernie Tosa joining us again, the lead pyrotechnician for Thursday's 4th of July fireworks show. We're going to start, generally speaking, it's like depending on the cloud conditions, no later than 9:55.
I'm going to really try and start it around 9:45.
Okay,
is my, you know, my estimated time. We'll be ready by then. It's just a matter of how dark it is. You know, we'd like it to be pretty dark to start.
Okay, I have to ask because we do have the forecast for rain, not only on the 4th, but, you know, the next couple of nights. How does, and the question comes up to me is kind of how this rain forecast, if it comes to fruition, how it affects your setup, then gets into the show itself. And if we have, you know, thunderstorms like we did last year, kind of what you're watching for to say go or no go.
Well, the go or no go starts Thursday morning about 7:30 when we start loading. You know, we got to make that decision, has to be made, and we're either going to be a hero or a zero at that point. We will weatherproof the show this year because there is a chance precipitation, so it will take us a little bit longer to set up. We're going to use some that packing tape, the clear wrap, mm-hmm. if you will,
yeah,
and we'll put a covering over the tubes and then wrap them with that. So we can shoot through that and it'll keep the tubes dry. So we're prepared for the weather. If it's a deluge at 9:45, which I think from what I've seen, maybe we're going to have some morning showers possibly. But I'm looking for a great day actually.
Yeah, and I think the rain chance, at least in our forecast here today, goes down once we get past, you know, late afternoon to early evening time period.
Yeah.
So and I know Friday's going to look phenomenal, which doesn't help us that much this time around.
But. No. You know, there was several years back that it was just pouring in the morning, and thanks to Mr. Ross, we used his building and we prepped everything in the morning, and then we moved it out to the site in like, you know, an inch and a half of water on the ground because it was such a heavy rain. But we ended up shooting the show that night and had very, very little trouble. So we're preparing for it. It's all part of the big plan.
Yeah. Bernie, what is it going to be like Thursday night when you hand, officially you wrap things up and then you hand it off to Mike and say, you know what, this is yours now?
I've told him that a lot already.
Well, what is it going to be like when you actually say, okay, now it's here, I'm not leading this anymore?
It's going to be hard to pull away, you know, but I got to turn it over. You know, everybody's aging out, and he's got some guys coming with him that's going to help him out. And I'll still be around for advice, and I'm not just going to pull out and be a dark horse, but I'll be around for him.
And what has it meant for you to, as we close things down here this morning, to be able to provide this for the community? Because, I mean, Welch Stadium is full. even though they're not supposed to park their interstate K99 or got, you know, traffic stopped to watch this every 4th of July. There's a lot of people who enjoy this show.
Well, and, you know, through the years, I've watched the trees grow higher and higher, and it kind of makes visibility less. That's why the ultimate seating is really in the stadium, because we set up in the field and we're looking at the bleachers. So that's kind of where our focal point is. And the Emporia Municipal Band's going to join this year and do some music prior to the show. So that'll be interesting. But we're just looking for a great evening. And hopefully you'll be up there to help us.
We'll do a weekend.
You come always on do. Up.
All right. Well, Bernie, really appreciate your time with us here this morning. And hope it's a great night for shooting. And we're looking forward to enjoying the fruits of your labors and everybody else that helps you out with us every year.
Oh, man, I couldn't do it without everybody. And, you know, it does mean a lot to me to have been able to do this for the years that I have. And I'll miss it, but I'll still be involved to a certain extent. If it's nothing else, I'm calling in the order.
There you go. That sounds good. Bernie, thanks much. We'll let you get back on your day and appreciate your time.
Not a problem. Thanks for having me in.
All right, Bernie Toso, our lead pyrotechnician for the 4th of July fireworks show. Again, on the north side of the Emporia State campus will be the official shooting location. Welch Stadium, the prime location for viewing the show coming up Thursday evening. And if all works out, probably around 9:45 for about 20 to 25 minutes or so should be the time for the fireworks show here tonight. Want to let you know, as we pass 7:30 on KVUE and KVUE.com, our newsmaker guest tomorrow, Bernie, mentioned that the Emporia Municipal Band will be on site for the fireworks show tomorrow evening, or I should say Thursday evening. Nancy Ricker joins us tomorrow morning. She's the Emporia Municipal Band director, and she'll talk about that shift over from Fremont Park to Welch Stadium for the fireworks show Thursday night.
Definitely going to be a great show, no matter how you slice it. Lots of great stuff going on. Of course, thank you to Bernie Toso, not only for joining us here this morning on our primetime newsmaker, but also for all the work he's done in putting on this show for the last many years. So thank you very much, Bernie, and glad to hear you're still going to be involved in some way, shape, or form. Your primetime newsmaker again this morning has been brought to you by Hometown Healthcare. Proud of their deficiency-free rating, they provide home health care and therapy services in eastern Kansas. Hometown, there to care. KBOE now 7:32. Stick around. We'll check the weather forecast next.
Legends are made when a calculated risk pays off. I'm Clint Boyer.